Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, so Kelly brought up the... Did you call it an equation?
Yeah, it's a basic math equation. You can't be ugly and rude or ugly and mean.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't.
So we're trying to find the balance between how ugly... Or how good looking you have to be, like where is the line?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like as one goes up, the other goes down, et cetera.
Obviously, it also matters if you're talking to someone who is uglier than you, then you are allowed to be mean to them.
Yeah, that's the 80s comedy movie way.
Boy, is it.
Yeah.
Well, I read you just the beginning of this next text, and I said we'd finish it out here. If you missed it, it said, I am by no means attractive, but I have a mean story.
Okay.
When my oldest was a baby, I was changing his diaper one day, and I got number 2 on my finger.
Common. A common occurrence. I mean, it's hard to avoid at all times when you're changing diapers.
Where do you think this is going to go as far as mean stories go?
Right on that baby's face.
I mean,
that's kind of what I thought. Yeah,
I mean, like give that baby a racing stripe.
Seemed kind of like you're going to punish that baby for the poop.
Nope.
Okay, well, that's good.
Makes you feel a little better?
It's better than I thought.
The wife and I had been arguing about something stupid, and I was really, really mad. So I wiped my finger on the bottom of her pillow.
That's not nice.
That's very mean.
That's very agreed.
Quite mean.
Yeah, that's very mean.
The day went on, and everything got better between us.
Starting to feel guilty now, aren't you?
I had forgotten. We're laying in bed that night, and my wife kept saying, did you fart? I keep smelling poo. Did you fart? That was when I realized, oh, no. I wiped number 2 on her pillow.
All right, it's getting funnier.
When did he tell her?
He didn't.
Never.
Right now.
20 years later.
20? Oh, man.
Yeah, that's the right time to tell somebody.
Yeah, 20 years.
Yes, that's the right time.
Like a year.
No, not enough time has passed. Baby is still young. No, you got to get past everything. That kid is in college now. So it's been a long time. And so now you can have a good laugh about it because mm-hmm. the stress of children is over.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like now when I'll tell my parents now the dumb stuff I did in high school 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Because I know they can't really get mad at me because it turned out okay. Right? Like they have a house that hasn't been burned down and I have a job.
Yeah.
Right. So now it's okay for me to tell them about the time that I drank his Cutty Sark whiskey and got drunk and barfed on the bathroom floor. Like, I can tell them those stories now, but it took time.
Yeah, my grandma Cheese's husband, he used to really like gin. He'd do like a gin and tonic each night.
Yeah.
And I didn't like gin, but I liked to drink and I couldn't buy my own. So I would just change his out for water. I would just water it down.
Yeah.
I'd drink some, water it down. And it wasn't until way later, like after he died, that I decided to say that out loud. And everybody was like, you waited a little too long.
Just a skosh.
I was like, yeah.
But you did him a little bit of a favor. I mean, he might have died earlier if he hadn't watered his gin down.
I know. My grandma Cheese had no idea. She was like, y'all really did that? I was like, oh, yeah, I got into your vodka too, Grandma Cheese.
At some point, he was just having a water and tonic.
With a little bit of a lime.
All right. Well, this one. We don't have enough info, but I'm willing to go with it if you all are.
Yeah, let's make assumptions.
Yeah,
we'll advice?
Use the info that we have.
Fill it in.
Should I marry my girlfriend?
No.
Only if she's rich or pregnant.
If you're asking us.
There's more.
Okay.
As you might expect.
All right, yes. What's the more?
We have been together for how long?
12 years.
7 days.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's short, like a month.
2 months. She is the love of my life, and she has said the same to me.
Yes, of course.
Coin flip, if it lands on what you call,
I will
ask her this weekend. Now, wait a minute. If you both know you're the love of the life for the other one, why would you even need to leave it to chance?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
because you know in your heart 2 months isn't enough.
In that honeymoon phase where everything is amazing. Everything's perfect.
No, you've figured it all out. You're right. It's the love of your life. You're both 20 years old. You'll never meet another person who's any better for you.
Mm-hmm.
This is it.
All right.
This is as good as it
How
gets.
How old are they, did they say?
Don't know. So I'm going to say 20.
Young and idiotic. They're definitely not 48. I can tell you that.
Heads, you propose this weekend. Tails, you wait until around Christmas. Here we go.
Here we go. Got a couple months.
Tails.
It's cool. I can't judge you. I proposed to my husband a month after we met.
You did?
Yeah,
like,
in
with
Atlanta.
Sincerity?
Around, well, with wine, if that makes it sincere.
No, it almost makes it insincere.
But it was the first time I'd ever said that to somebody, ever. And my friends were like, you need to get your head checked. Are you all right? And then I proposed to him every day until he proposed to me.
Bold strategy, Connor.
Wearing a person down is always the way to go.
You're going to, I actually changed it from jokingly being like, will you marry me? I'd say it's super country to, you going to marry me one day. So it went from a question to a threat.
It does sound like it.
And then he was really turned on by it. And now we're married.
Yeah.
So ladies, listen up.
Yeah.
Wear him down.
Yeah. Scare him down.
You're going to knock up my womb, then marry me, then punch my stomach.
Yeah. Oh, you won't have to do that. There's a clinic right down the street from my house.
Oh, you got to.
Yeah, but you got to keep it country.
Oh,
yeah.
You got a storefront puncher? All right.
I hear you can shove a 20-ounce Coke up there and just.
I bet not.
Give me the Heimlich.
It works like a suction thing, like a vacuum.
Does it?
I guess you could just sit on a vacuum, too.
Yeah. Helps unlock a car door, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but your butt's already
a
vacuum,
lot right
so
now.
You sit on a vacuum with a vacuum. Does it cancel out?
You just sit on your butt.
Wow, this is confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Double vacuum.
All right. You're going to want to be mean to the person who's asking for advice.
Usually.
Because some people think it's appropriate to always be mean to vegans. I don't know why.
God.
But it does seem like that somebody says they're vegan. It's like, all right, well. You don't deserve quite as much respect.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's fair,
you're
but that is what people do.
You're announcing something. I don't walk around and say, I'm a meat eater.
Well that's
hello.
The norm.
But that would be the assumption. I think it depends
on if
there's a reason for them to let you know. Like, you're ordering a dinner, and have you thought about getting the steak? No, I'm vegan. Oh, okay. And if that's the end of the story, then fine. But if, everywhere you go, it's like, well, yeah. I'm vegan. Hey, you guys give me the grocery store today?
Yeah.
Great sale on kale.
You
know why I know that? Vegan.
This one says, I'm vegan for a variety of reasons. I don't preach. And often find it easier to bring my own food rather than pick at my host's for what goes into a meal. Okay, that's perfectly fair then.
Yep.
My boyfriend was invited to a family summer gathering. Isolated and rural. I explained I'd bring my own food as father and brother made special vegan jokes to me before. What happened was the kids raided my food. It was in my pack when the pantry snacks got locked up. I brought enough food for me for 5 days. They went through everything in 5 hours.
Oh, geez. Well,
I got upset.
That's quite rude.
I don't believe it because vegan food is garbage. No kids would like it.
No, I wouldn't think so. But maybe they're one of those weird vegans where it's like deep fried broccoli, you know, and you go, oh, yeah, that's real vegan.
I brought tofurkey.
It says they went through everything in 5 hours. I got upset and it was a big joke to everyone. It became a game. If I set aside some peanut butter and celery, someone would eat it. Same for the oranges I put aside for breakfast. I got offered cereal and milk instead. Milk! I tried to get my boyfriend to drive me to a grocery store, and he told me it would take more than 2 hours one way, so I should lighten up. Well, that is not the response from your significant other, regardless of how fun Eat the Vegan's Food game is.
Yes.
It's not a funny game.
I hate,
you're just being dicks.
I hate to be on the side of a vegan here, but y'all stole the person's food.
Yeah, right?
You know that they have, whether they're, you know, necessary diet restrictions or self-imposed diet restrictions, one way or another, you stole from that person and then all laughed about it.
And it refused to help.
Right.
By the time I left, I wanted to cry. My boyfriend and I have been fighting about it. He tells me I'm overreacting. It's not like I starved.
No, you should definitely break up with it. That's a terrible person, a terrible family. That's no different than if you went there and they took your pants and lit them on fire and went, you'll wear shorts all week.
Right.
Ha, ha, ha.
Or what if you were the meat eater and you brought your own food and the vegans threw it away because it's against their principle and then laughed at you when you're like, I don't want your food.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think that was funny.
No, this is all just wrong.
What if her boyfriend is really attractive?
Oh, then that's allowed. If the whole family's
attractive,
they're allowed
to be mean? She's basically human barf and everyone in that family is attractive, then that spoils all of the conversation.
Throw all that vegan stuff in the river.
Because the pretty are allowed to be mean. That's what we learned. That would suck. She should Like, the fact that he wouldn't help is like, oh, you're fine. You won't starve.
Yeah,
that's not what I said.
That's pretty D-headed.
Yeah.
Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.